Thomas Edison made thousands of attempts before he successfully invented the light bulb. And some might say that he failed thousands of times before he succeeded. But did he really fail? Or did he, through his determination, his perseverance, his tenacity, and his ability to adapt when something wasn't working, actually help him discover all the ways that the light bulb didn't work so that he could discover how it did work? And the end result is one of the most impactful inventions of his time. What does all of this have to do with human design? You are about to find out.
Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationship, and Career Human Design Podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose so you can fulfill your potential in all areas of life. I'm Vanessa Naja, and I am so excited to share this incredible system with you. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart when listening. You can get yours for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart.
Welcome to episode 32, where we will be talking all about the third line or the third quality in human design. Remember, the lines are a big part of how you express yourself. It's if you have a third line in your profile, this is going to be a huge part of how you fulfill your purpose. And even if you don't have this in your actual profile, it's extremely likely that you have this in other areas of your design. So you may or may not resonate with this. If you have it in your profile, I'm pretty sure you will. So the third line in traditional human design, this is known as the martyr. And in BG5, the business application of human design, the third line is known as the pioneer or the determined discoverer. Third lines, this is a transitional line. It is creative, it's dynamic, they can be very unpredictable, and they are willing to take risks. They learn through trial and error. And some might say they learn through the school of hard knocks. And if you're a third line, especially in your profile, you probably very much relate to this. Third lines have to have experiences in order to learn, and they're meant to discover all the things that don't actually work so they can discover what does work. And in that process, they're actually able to become very materially successful. They really help others learn through what they have experienced, and that is part of their purpose. They are here to be really grounded in their body and really unravel the material realm. They do need to have experiences in order to understand, and they bring us new solutions. They bring change. They are mutative, and they are able to see very quickly what doesn't work so they can move on to what does work. When you have a third line in your profile, you probably very much resonate with being somebody who learns through the school of hard knocks. You have to fall onto your face and get up again and again and again until you eventually achieve success. And this can be painful. And especially in the first 30 or so years of life, third line profiles can have a really hard time because it's this thing about like there is no actual failure for a third line. There is just feedback. They're just learning what doesn't work. And again, it can be painful because there's so much conditioning around failure and not getting it right the first time. And just remember, this is part of your learning and growth process. And you have to have those experiences in order to get to that place of learning what does actually work. Third lines can be perceived as a little bit rebellious. They're a little bit revolutionary. They bring change. And this is also where the heretic name comes from. The third lines, they're the first to see what doesn't work. And they can spot when something is not true. And they are willing to stand up and say, that's not true. And sometimes they are willing to take the heat for it. It's where that heretic name comes from. As a third line profile, it is really important to embrace knowing that part of what you're here to do is to work out all of the kinks, to work out what doesn't work, to figure what doesn't work so that you can bring in what does work. And it's super important not to get caught up in the repeated attempts that are just feedback of what doesn't work, because when a third line or if a third line becomes afraid of failing, so they stop trying, this really shuts down their creativity and really shuts down them fulfilling their purpose in the best possible way. I have a mentor who has a third line in her profile, and she did really have it rough. She really, you know, went through some very intense experiences that she then later turned into a gold mine. She used those experiences to discover what works in very unconventional ways. She shares this with others in her work and in her teachings, and she has built an eight-figure business in record time in ways that anybody would think it's impossible to do such a thing. Third lines can absolutely do such a thing. So they're adaptable, they are resilient, they need that resilience in order to really be able to work through that trial and error process to get to the solution that they then bring to the rest of us. And there's an aspect in the third line, and this is important to know if you're in a relationship with the third line, if you're a third line yourself, this bonding theme of bonds made and broken. Third lines very quickly, faster than anybody else, will realize what is not working, including in a relationship, and then they need to break those bonds in order to reestablish them. Now, this does not mean they permanently leave the relationship, although it can. You know, if it's not a relationship that will ever amount to anything, yes, it can look like that. But this can also look like the third line is in a discussion with their partner and the communication isn't going very well. It's not working. The third line recognizes that and they say, hey, let's take a little break. Let's take a little time out. We'll come back together later and try this again. So bonds made and broken, especially if you've read about or investigated the third line before, this is just a natural part of when you recognize something isn't working, you break the bond. And then if it's correct to do so, you come back later and you try again. And this is a strategy and authority thing, like many things. You'll know what the correct bonds are to break, how to break them if they aren't meant to be remade at a later time. And again, this could just, you know, mean leaving the house and going for a walk and then coming back and starting the conversation again. If you have a third line in your profile, and even if you don't, you may have a lot of these third lines or qualities in the rest of your chart. I actually have a ton of them. So remember, you have 26 placements in your chart. Each of those placements has a line or a quality on it. The most important ones are, of course, your profile. However, you have them in other areas too. And I actually have a ton of third lines. Not in my profile, however, in other aspects of the chart. So I relate to so much of this. There are certain areas of my life where I really just have to learn through trial and error to fall on my face, to get up again, to look back and be like, oh, well, that didn't work. And now I need to adjust and do something else. So this can come up for anybody, whether you're a third line or not. It's extremely rare that you have no third lines in your design anywhere. It's not impossible, but it's fairly rare. So you could relate to this as well. Having a third line, it's important to have a sense of humor. There can be a little bit of pessimism baked into the third line process just because, you know, it's that falling on your face and getting up again. Having a sense of humor, being kind and gentle and forgiving with yourself or your loved ones that are a third line is so important because you have to continue. That exploration process is so important to get you to where you need to be, to share with others what doesn't work so that you can share what does work and to really fulfill your potential in this life. So that's it about the third line. I look forward to seeing you next week as we discuss the fourth line.
If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.